Third up, the iPhone 4 is powered by the A4 chip. Apple's A4 chip. This is a chip designed by our own team. They are really good, and this is wonderful to have in an iPhone. Now, let me show it to you. This is the back of the iPhone. You take the back off. First thing you notice is the iPhone 4 is packed to the gills. There's a tremendous amount of functionality in not such a big space. And so you have to kind of hunt to find the A4 chip, but it's right there. And let me just point out some of the other things. There's the micro SIM. We went to the micro SIM because it's smaller. We need the space. The radios, the connectors. You can see that the biggest single component in the phone is the battery. We've been able to make the battery a little bit bigger. And so that's where everything is inside the phone. Now, because we've been able to make the battery a little bit bigger and because the A4 is so good with power management, we've been able to improve the battery life as well. So we have up to 40% more talk time on 3G, from 5 hours to 7 hours now. 6 hours of 3G browsing, 10 hours of Wi-Fi browsing, 10 hours of video, 40 hours of music, and 300 hours of standby. So we're very pleased with this. Also, our environmental report card is strong. Arsenic-free, BFR-free, mercury-free, PVC-free, and stainless steel and glass are highly recyclable materials. So we're doing great there. So the A4 chip, up to 32 gigabytes of storage, quad band HSDPA and HSUPA for 7.2 megabits per second down, 5.8 megabits per second up. That's theoretical because the carriers don't support that yet, but as they do, we'll welcome it. And dual mics for noise cancellation, 802.11n Wi-Fi, and of course GPS plus accelerometer plus compass. So we've got some great hardware in the iPhone 4, in the A4 chip.